Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 27th day of Elul Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Tes. As an introduction, there's a halacha about a person who is taken charge of something to mind, and he decided to use it. He took it in order to use it, even if he didn't actually use it yet, but he picked it up, he wanted to use it. Immediately he is called a gazlan from that point. And he is obligated now, he's chayiv for achrayis, even if he started up as a shomechinam. He advances to his responsibility, now becomes like a gazlan, and he's responsible for any accidents even that happen to it. What happens if he returns it back to its place? He says, no, it's not the right thing, I'm going to put it back. Does he then resume now having his responsibilities only as a shomer? Does he go back to being a shomer? Or do we say he has to tell the owner first? And as long as he hasn't told the owner first, he's still chayiv, he's still obligated like a gazan. This is a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel learns that once the shomer has given it back, and he's put it back in its place, and then he's done his job. He doesn't even have to tell the owner that he took it, and it's fine. He'll be free of obligations. Rabbi Akiva says, no, according to Rabbi Akiva, as long as he hasn't told the owner, he is chayiv for achrayis. He's chayiv for responsibility for it, because for the moment he decided to use it, he's no longer a shomer, he's a gazan. And like the din of a gazan, you have to tell the owner that you've returned it and brought it back. Our Mishnah, we're going to start off, and we'll see, is going to go according to Rabbi Yishmael, and then, according to most Mefarshim in the Gemara, it'll be like Rabbi Akiva in the end of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Perek Shlishi Mishnah Tes. Hamafkid chovis etzel chavera, person who gives a barrel to his friend to mind. And the owners did not tell Reuven, let's say, Reuven's barrel. Reuven didn't tell Shimon where Shimon should put it. He just said, look, take care of it, and gave it to him. V'tiltala. And then Shimon moved it. And as he's moving it, v'nishbra, it got broken. Imitoch yoda nishbra. And it happened while he was moving it, if that's when it got broken, then we have to look and see what's the reason he moved it. Litzor koi, if he did it for his own sake, he wanted to use it. He wanted to climb up and get something and use it as a stand. Chayev. Then he's obligated to pay for the barrel because he becomes a shoyel shaloi midas balam. He's a borrower because he didn't ask the owners. If you borrow something without getting permission from the owner, you're called a gazlan, and you're chayiv for all thine sin. And that's why this fellow will be chayiv. Letzorka. But if the reason he moved the barrel was to protect the barrel, he needed to put it in a safer spot, then potter, then be he exempt. Like a shomer. A shomer is potter for him. And he's not called a gazlan, because he did it to protect the barrel, not for his own use. Imish anichal nishbara. That was all talking about if it broke it while he was handling it. But what happens if it happened after he put it down, and then it got broken, the barrel got broken, then ben letzarkoi potter. Whether he moved it for his own need, whether he moved it to protect the barrel, he's potter. What's the reason? And the reason is because we say that once he's returned it, it's under the reshus of the owners, like it was in the beginning. And he's only a shomer now, he's potter for einsin. This is, as we said, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, holds that even a ganef who steals something and then brings it back, he's still called a shomer and he's not chai for instance once he's brought it back. Why did the Mishnah pick a case, v'lo yichadu, the owners did not specify a place and they allowed the shomer, Reuven allowed Shimon to put it wherever he wants? That's a chiddush. That even though He didn't give him a place where he should put it, once the shomer has brought it back, that's fine, and it's his potter. Because returning something is fine, according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if the owners didn't know it was taken. Now, next case. Yichudu lahabai lamokoim. What happens if the owners specified a place? Reuven said to Shimon, take care of this. And I want you to keep it in the back garden over there, or I want you to keep it in your office at home there. And he tells him exactly where to put it. v'tiltalah. And then the shomer moved it, v'nishbron, it got broken, as he was moving it, bein mitoch yodoi uvein mishenicha, whether it got broken while he was handling it, or vein mishenicha, whether it got broken after he put it down. It depends if it's l'tzorkai, if he did it for his own need, he wanted to use it, it was wrong, he became a gazan, chayef. Then he's chayef to pay for everything that happens to the barrel, because it's like a gazan, it's chayef on sin. L'tzorka, what happens if he moves the barrel to protect it? Potter, he's exempt. The Gemara explains this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, who holds that if you steal something and you return it, but you didn't tell the owner that you returned it, you are chayef for any accident that happens to it. You are still called, inverted commas, a gazan, until you tell the owners that you stole it and returned it. Here too, once he's moved it, l'tzorkoi, he did it for his own benefit, he became a gazan. And once he's a gazan, even though he puts it back in its place, that's why the Mishnah said mishenicha, even once he's put it down, if he doesn't tell the owner about it, he is chayef for anything that happens. And why does the Mishnah pick a case of where Reuven told Shimon where to put it? Yichud ol ha'baylim. Again, this is the chiddush the other way. The chiddush is that even, it goes without saying that if the owners didn't specify a place, that if the shomer moved it for his own benefit, he's chayev, even if it got broken after he put it down, because he didn't put it back in the place, because Reuven didn't specify any place for it to put it down. But even if Reuven did specify and told Shimon exactly where to put it, and he put it back in that place, but once he's used it beforehand for his own benefit and didn't tell the owners, he's chayef. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Most Mepharshim learn it this way. There is another way of learning the Gemara, that the whole mission is Rabbi Ishmael, but we won't learn it that way. But there is that other opinion. Mishnah Yud. Now, a shomer chinam is only chayev for negligence. He's not chayev for gneva and aveda if it's stolen or lost, and certainly not for things like onus beyond his control. But what happens if he didn't guard it properly? What is the halacha then? What is called guarding something properly? Let's have a look in the Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Hamafkid mois etzel chaver, a person who gives, Reuven gave Shimon money to mind. Tzroron, and Shimon bound up the money in his cloth, in a cloak. V'vshilon acherov, and slung the money over his shoulder. And for example, he might have been on the road and he had to bring it home. Oshim Asoron, or he handed over the money, Livnoyu Lubita Akhtanim, to his junior son and daughters, who are not really mature enough to mind money or mind anything. Vinol Bifnaim, and he locked the door, left them in the house, and the money was there. Shaloika Roi. Loika Roi means, the Gemara says, it should be, or he put the money in the house and in his box, but he didn't, or in his cupboard, but he didn't lock it properly. Either way, in all of these cases, if they were stolen afterwards or lost, chayef, the shomer, Shimon in our case, has to pay Reuven the full money that he was given to mind. Why? Shaloi shomar kederech hashemri, because he has not shown due care, diligent care, to take care of the money like a shomer would. Because one who takes money of a bekodin from place to place, you're taking cash, you can't sling it over your back, you have to have it in your hand. You have to keep it literally under your eyes. The Chachamim found a hint to this in the Torah, where it talks about a person who takes the money up to Masasheni and buys food in Shlaim, and the Torah uses the expression, v'tzarta ha-kesef b'yodecha, and you bundle up the money in your hand. From which we learn, even if it's tsarto, even if it's bound, biyodecha, keep it in your hand. Now that's if you take it with you. What about in the house? Where does a person store and mind the money in the house? The Gemara says the only place for minding money is underground, or in a wall, but in the tefach, in hand breadth, close to the ceiling or close to the ground. And if he guarded the money in any other way, It's not called Shmira in his chayiv on sin, even for accidents. Unless there was a condition made with the person who gave him the cash, unless Shimon made a condition with Reuven that I'm only accepting the pikadon, I'm only accepting your money if on the condition that I won't be chayiv for all these different all these different ways of Shmira. Why is he chayiv when if he gave the money to his junior son and daughter? That's chayiv the same reason. They're not able to do Shmira. But if he gave it to his adult son and daughter, then they would have to swear that they guarded it properly in the way of a shomrim, and they would be potter. Now, can the owner of the money, can Reuven come and say, well, I gave it to you to mind. I didn't ask you to give it to your son Yankel or Barrel. Can he say that? And the answer is no, he can't. As long as the as long as Yankel or Barrel were adult children, were adults, then the owner, then Shimon can say, it's fine. I'm not guilty. I'm not chayiv. Why is that? And that's because it's quite natural for a person to give a pikadon that he got in the hands of his wife or his children, adult children, and therefore we say that Reuven, who gave the money to mind, Reuven, who owns the cash, should have understood that that is going to happen. When you give it to someone to mind, it stands to reason he's going to give it to his family, mature people, to God. Last thing the Mishnah says, Ve'im shomar kederech ha-shomrim, and if he guarded it properly, he didn't do any of those things that we mentioned, Mishnah. He didn't sling it over his back. He didn't give it to his kids who were underage to die. He didn't put it in the cupboard somewhere where it's easily, where it's accessible. He showed proper care, then potter. He'll be a potter from paying because he's a shomechinam. A shomechinam is exempt. An unpaid guardian is exempt for things like an aveda if it's stolen, an aveda, as long as he was not peshia, as long as he wasn't peshia, negligent in the guarding of it.